Did one of the girls take it over then, your job, Anna, or...?
I don't remember them doing it. I think possibly Olive did a bit. But I don't remember much about that. I can't remember now just how we got it, but we continued to get eggs and butter from Grandfather's farm. Now, the room in which we're sitting now was, in my early days, nothing but a storeroom. Coke and coal and wood, paraffin oil, all sorts of oil, all sorts of things were stored in here. It was a dirty place, never swept out. There was a set pan to the left-hand side of the fireplace, and water was boiled in that at pig killing time. When a pig was to be killed, there was a stock brought out into the farmyard. The poor unsuspecting animal was lassoed, his jaws were fastened together, and by great effort of about three or four strong men, it was laid onto the stock, and the necessary operation performed whereby its life was extinguished.
Its throat being cut, presumably? Eh? Its throat being cut, presumably?
Yes, you can say that was so.
Yes.
Well, the...
There were no windows in this room then, of course.
No, there were, yes,
the window at the
window to the north was all blocked up with stone.
Had that always been in your town?
Always in my town, blocked up with stone, and I think for a long time before then.
Because they say this was the original house, was it?
Annie Hargrave, cousin Annie, when she saw us a few weeks ago, she said that. When she lived here, it was always referred to as the old house. Now, it was my job at pig killing time to hold a lanyard which was fastened to the pig's back feet and fastened together on the stock, and there were led round one of the legs of the stock, a turn or two round the legs, so that I could hold the pig's legs tight. And it was my job to hold onto this lanyard while the killing was going on. Then, water, scalding, boiling water, was fetched from the set pan in this room by the fireplace here. And poured over the back and sides of the pig, and big scraping knives were used to scrape all the hair off. The hair was kept to mix in with plaster if any plastering had to be done about the, or pointing had to be done about the farm, but the pig hair was kept for that purpose. In summer, very early summer, before hay time, I often went with Grandfather Hargreaves right up onto the moors towards Hitchingstone, there to gather what we call strickle sand, which is really the quartz crystals which have fallen out of Millstone grit when the stone has become decayed. And these quartz crystals, by the rainfall and little streams, particularly at thunderstorm times, little streams formed on the moor, I washed these quartz crystals into little small or two in little areas. We had to scrape these up and put them in a bucket. I used to carry one bucket and Grandfather Hargreaves carried two. So we would go off, and perhaps in half a day we would collect three buckets full of strickle sand. Now, the strickle sand was used at hay time to sharpen the scythes. There was some sort of grease, possibly with a bit of rosin in it. What this grease was made from, I don't know, but grease was got somehow. I think it probably got from certain cooking on the farm. I don't know where the grease came from, but it was a fairly stiff consistency grease, quite smooth, and it would have, as I remember it now, it would have done for almost any good slow rolling lubricating job. But it was dark coloured, very dark brown, and it might have had a little bit of rosin in it. I'm not just sure about that. Now, this grease was spread onto a piece of wood about 18 inches long, 2.5 inches broad, and 1/2 inch thick, like a thimble with which you used to stir porridge, only very much bigger. The grease was spread onto the board, and then this board or strickle was taken to a bucket which contained the strickle sand. And the strickle sand was thrown by hand onto the grease which was on the strickle and adhered to it, making it rough. And then the board was used to, both sides of the board were used to sharpen the edge of the scythe, working from the handle end down to the point, alternate side, rubbing each side alternately. But you always put the point of your scythe into another bucket, so that any loose quartz crystals or strickle sand which came off the strickle were not wasted on the ground, they fell back into the bucket, or you try to catch as much as you can and use them over again. Well, that was in the days before they bought a carborundum or sandstone strickle for sharpening the scythe.
Daddy, Papa, he must be glad to see the shade.
Hello, Jan. Have you had a nice sleep? Thank Daddy. You. Thank you, and a piece
of... Grandpa.
Yeah,
Grandpa.
Say...
Now, Jeremy.
Thank you.
That's a good boy.
That's for you.
That's Jeremy.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Jane. Bring down the little tray.
Will you take this tray back to Gran now, please?
You'll have the radiator, did you, sir?
Jeremy?
Bring me the little tray and I'll put the lid on again.
Take the tray back.
Tray.
Take it back to Granny. No.
You turn that to Granny.
That's it,
Daddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, that's chocolates for you. The chocolates for Jeremy. No, I've got mine, darling. No, I've got mine. Mine's in my mouth. I want that. That's it. That's Jeremy's. That's a good boy. Is that too big for
him? No, you manage it.
That was very good, sweetheart.
You know that, Mother?